Right, we are ready to go on the record.
I will call this December 10th, 2019 regular meeting of the Bethel City Council meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Councilmember Leary.
Present.
Councilmember Springer.
Here.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Here.
And Vice Mayor Hansen.
Here.
For the record, Councilmember Franco is traveling this evening, and we're expecting Mayor Barr later on this evening.
So we will now move on to people to be heard. Each person will have 5 minutes to speak under people to be heard. The first person on the list is Diane McEachran. She's not here. The next person is Gary DeCasas. Yeah, sorry.
This thing's already on. Hello? I'll talk directly into the microphone like the little thing he says. Dear City Council, my name is Gary DeCasas. I'm here today as a member to public be heard. My topic of choice is last Tuesday's meeting devoted to the discussion on Ordinance 1921. As elected officials of the community, your job is to make decisions and then explain your decisions after they've been made or even describe your position through deliberations. The community that elected you trusts that this process occurs without undue delay. What happened at last Tuesday's meeting was a downright disaster as it relates to this process. Last Tuesday's meeting was the second meeting regarding the sale of the property from the city of Bethel to Cusco Cush. Public comments were gathered, and the council went into a two-hour executive session. To me, I was expecting the decision to be made after this session, a decision that would put this whole mess behind us. However, what happened was the council came out of the executive session and did nothing. No motion, no anything. As the KYUK article published on December 4th states, the meeting then adjourned without any council member commenting on the decision. After nothing was done, some comments were shared by one council member immediately after the meeting with KYUK. Mayor Perry Barr stated, "We haven't entered into litigation, but there is potential for litigation in the future, so I can't comment on Ordinance 1921. So at the end, the meeting, which was supposed to provide some semblance of a resolution to the topic, provided no resolution and no explanation for the lack of resolution. This is a huge transparency problem. It then takes 2 days for any council members' comments to get to the public, once again in the form of a KYUK article published on December 6th. In this article, it states several members of the council did not understand that a lack of any motion would fail the resolution and that some council members wanted more time to think it over. The first of these explanations is not acceptable, while the second is reasonable to some constituents. However, these explanations should have been told to the public during the meeting, not published 2 days after. Once again, this is a huge transparency problem. This discussion brings up another point I wanted to make, which is we should ensure that publicly elected members of this council have at least a basic understanding of parliamentary procedure before being elected. What several city council members thought to be true, i.e. no motion on the resolution just moves it to the next scheduled meeting, is something that should be known to anybody that's participated in the public process that follows Robert's Rules of Order. It's Parliamentary Procedure 101. It's something we, the public, should expect from our duly elected representatives to understand without explanation of a clerk, especially in a simple case like this. What's even more surprising is that it appears that no prior planning by the council was initiated before the end of last Tuesday's meeting. A reasonable person would expect that there would be discussion or planning with more experienced council members or the city clerk about a list of options that could be taken at the conclusion of the discussion of this one specific topic. I'm sure if this kind of planning was occurring prior to the council meeting, that last Tuesday's meeting wouldn't have ended in the manner that it did, if only simply because doing nothing and saying nothing about doing nothing is a pretty much a typical response from publicly elected officials nowadays. If this mess has taught me anything, it's that I cannot currently trust city council members to make decisions when difficult decisions need to be made. And I cannot currently trust them to explain this to their constituents, why decisions were made or not made in a timely manner. Furthermore, I cannot currently trust the city council to know basic parliamentary procedure without having it explained to them by the city clerk. I hope that today's meeting changes my perception and that once again I can trust my elected representatives to fulfill their trust to their constituents. In closing, do your job and have a great day.
Thank you. Next we have Don Black.
Don Black, General Manager of Longhouse Hotel, 751 3rd Avenue, Bethel, Alaska. Good evening, most honored City Council members, members of the administration, and members of the public. I wish to, well, thank you for not adopting the ordinance last week, but also speak in opposition to it for, I see it's on the agenda again this week. I did not speak in opposition to the right of SNK LLC to conduct business operations on the property in dispute. I speak to the right of Bethel Boys LLC, DBA the Longhouse Hotel, to have control over the mandated fire apparatus access roads around the perimeter of the hotel that fall on the property in question. My intent is to actually delay or stop the approval of this ordinance based on the following technical merits of Bethel Municipal Code 4.08.030D. Ordinance 1921 cannot be approved tonight as Bethel Municipal Code 4.08.030D only permits this clause to be invoked for claims of litigation. It is not permitted for claims of potential litigation, but only for claims of litigation. Since there is only a threat of litigation and no actual litigation has been filed, this clause may not be currently used for the disposal of the land in question. Additionally, Ordinance 1921 cannot be approved tonight as Bethel Municipal Code according to Bethel Municipal Code 4.08.030D, only permits this clause to be invoked when the notice of disposal has been published in a newspaper of general circulation not less than 30 days before passing the ordinance. The only local newspaper of general circulation is the Delta Discovery. My review shows no such notice. Bethel Municipal Code 4.08.030D clearly states newspaper of general circulation, not electronic nor other non-newspaper forms of media, but newspaper of general circulation. A delay or non-adoption of Ordinance 1921 would allow us actually to properly submit our own litigation. However, the city will have our litigation as well as the proposed SNK litigation. There may eventually be an outcome, but few will be happy, and time and money will be wasted by all three parties currently involved. Bethel Boys LLC, the Longhouse Hotel, wants to have authority over factors that affect its ability to conduct normal business operations. That's all we want. To be able to have the authority to conduct normal business operations. You should be able to agree that this makes sense and is fundamentally a legitimate request. Our concern can be met by waiting for a litigation and selling the land to Bethel Boys LLC under Bethel Municipal Code 4.08.030D. Our concerns can be met by waiting for our litigation, replatting the land into two sections, one section being a 30-foot carve out that would allow us to control our mandated fire apparatus roads, and selling that parcel of land to Bethel Boys LLC under BMC 4.08.030D. Our concerns can also be met by replatting the land and including an easement to protect the land from future obstructions. This is not the ideal situation for us, as we would not have the authority to maintain the fire apparatus access road, as that would be the responsibility of future owners. Once again, we only want to have authority over the factors that affect our ability to conduct normal business operations, and that is to have control over the piece of land that contains the now mandated under the current fire laws to have the fire apparatus access roads accessible to us and under our authority.
Thank you. With no one else signed up under people to be heard, is there anyone else who would like to speak under people to be heard? Okay. I would just like to remind anyone who's listening at home that the packet is online, and you're able to access it on the City of Bethel website. There's a direct link under news and events if you'd like to follow along with our agenda items today. Thanks. All right, so moving on to item number 5, the approval of consent agenda and regular agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent and regular agenda?
I move to approve the consent and regular agendas.
Vice Mayor Hansen, I'd like to move to amend the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
I would like to move unfinished business item 9.1, which is that reconsideration of ordinance 1921 to follow new business item 10.12 specifically.
Okay, is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
So that is... Sorry, what was the item number again?
It's moving 9.1, which is the reconsideration of ordinance 1921 to follow new business item 10.12.
All right, thanks. All right.
Could someone say that into a microphone?
Sorry, Alyssa, I'll repeat that. I asked to amend the agenda to move unfinished business item 9.1, which is the reconsideration of ordinance 1921, to follow new business item 10.12.
Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Vice Mayor Hansen, I just want to point out that Mayor Barr is expected to join us later this evening. And so the intention of my request to move this agenda item is to ensure that as many of the council members as possible are here for that discussion. And I know that Council Member Franco is already not here, so expecting Mayor Barr, I thought it might be best if we wait for him to join us.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? No. Move to. Okay. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, aye. Please say nay. Sorry, Alyssa. All right, it passes. Thank you. Let's see, moving on to item number 6.
We got to vote for the main motion for the amendment for the agenda.
I'd like to.
Are there any other changes to the agenda?
10.2 off this consent agenda.
You'd like to remove 10.2 off the consent agenda? Let's see. That would be Resolution 1916, City of Bethel Priorities for the Fiscal Year 2021 State of Alaska Capital Budget. All right. Is there a motion to move from consent agenda? Is there any discussion? No? All right, then we'll remove 10.2 from the consent agenda. Any further amendments? No? Okay. All those in favor of the agenda as amended, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. All right, then it passes. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 6, approval of the meeting minutes.
That was on the consent agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So moving on to agenda item number 7, the reports of the standing committees. Councilmember DeWitt, would you like to report for the Parks and Recreation Committee?
Yes, the monthly Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health and Safety Center committee meeting was held last night. Unfortunately, there was not a quorum for that meeting, which was known was a potential going into the meeting. And there will be another meeting next month.
Thank you. Councilmember Watson. Would you like to report on the Port Commission? The
Port Commission has not met for a few months due to a lack of quorum. Our next scheduled meeting is going to be this coming Monday.
Thank you. Let's see. Councilmember Leary, can you hear me? All right, could you report on the Public Works Committee, please?
Yep, so we are still looking for new volunteers for the Public Works Committee. There are a few, I think there's three seats open now since I got moved off of as a regular member. So there are monthly meetings, and they're at City Hall, if anyone's interested. Our next meeting is on that December 18th at 5:30, because we also did not have a meeting last month due to lack of quorum. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councilmember Franco is not here. And Councilmember Springer, the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, yeah, or Commission?
We haven't had a meeting this month, but I do know there's an opening because the chairman accepted a job with the state and will be leaving town if he hasn't already.
Thank you. And then I will be reporting on the Planning Commission. There's a meeting this Thursday at 6:30 p.m., which I will be attending. There wasn't a last meeting. There was a special hearing. Which I attended, and so we have this one for December on Thursday, which I'll be attending. All right, thank you. Let's see. So moving on to agenda item number 8, special order of business. So next on the agenda is recognizing recently certified first responders. As this was sponsored by Mayor Barr, I will pass this item to Acting City Manager Howell.
Thank you, Mrs. Vice Mayor. It's my pleasure this evening to take a few moments to recognize some of our outstanding public safety professionals. And if I could have Tristan Ivan, if he's here, if you could join us up front here so we can recognize you. Firefighter EMT Clyde Erickson, Toby Ron Monroe, I think Luke Wagner is on training right now, is that correct? Mitchell Forms and Raymond Waite, and I just wanted to share a little about the police department here first and the training program, then we'll talk about the fire department. But the Bethel Police Department is composed of about 14 sworn officers, to include the chief of police. Tristan Ivan, who's here with us today, is a local resident of Bethel who started at the police department soon after graduating from BRHS. Tristan started off in the police department as a community service patrol officer. Tristan's hard work and dedication to not only the department but the community was recognized very quickly. He was selected to attend the State Department of Public Safety Training Academy after an extensive background test. Tristan set his personal life aside in order to attend a vigorous 16-week Department of Public Safety Academy. The recruits are put to the test emotionally and physically every day, and they are, and not everybody is able to finish these classes. Tristan was one of the recruits who made it and is now serving our great community, and he can call himself a police officer now, certified police officer. And in addition to this, we have five firefighters that have recently graduated our fire academy. One of them's not here tonight. He is in fact currently at training in California in water rescue training. Bethel Fire Department was founded in 1957 originally as a volunteer fire department. Since then it has grown to a department with a career staff of 8 and 32 volunteer members, and has a nationally accredited Firefighter One training program. Training certifications received in Bethel are valid across the entire United States. Tonight we recognize these members for over 360 hours of EMS and fire training through our training program here that's a local program. These volunteer and career firefighters that are here before you today sacrifice their time and their personal pursuits to attend training, often after a full days of work. Evenings and weekends are filled with classroom and practical trainings and testing. Their training is often interrupted because they have to respond on calls. Despite this, they do makeup work and homework even after this training to continue that training, which is very difficult. Many trainees drop out in the first few weeks. That ratio is over 50%. These individuals did not, and they can all call themselves firefighters as well. So, on behalf of the administration, the council, if I may, the police and fire departments, and the citizens of Bethel, we congratulate you for your high achievement. We praise your dedication to protect and serve your community, and we thank you for and wish you many years of safe and good service to the city of Bethel or wherever you might land. Thank you.
It sounded like we had a disconnection. Councilmember Leary, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So next we have our proclamation recognizing our city clerk here, Lori Strickler, for excellent performance. And I would like to pass it off to Councilmember DeWitt to read the proclamation.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. All right, so tonight we're also honoring our city clerk, Lori Strickler, and I'd like to read the proclamation now. Whereas the Alaska Municipal League awarded Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler Municipal Employee of the Year at the 2019 Annual Conference, whereas the Alaska Municipal League consists of elected officials, city managers, finance officers, attorneys, and municipal clerks who represent 165 cities, boroughs, and unified municipalities throughout Alaska. Whereas the AML board carefully selects the awardee who fulfills the duties of their position and profession, serves as a role model public servant who goes above and beyond to support their community and elected officials through effective and efficient approaches. Whereas Lori Strickler has been a dedicated City of Bethel employee for more than 13 years, learning and growing with the organization, constantly looking for ways to expand and improve public access to local government, and initiating several innovative campaigns to improve elections. Whereas the City Clerk's Office engendered support from community partnerships with the University of Alaska 4-H program, the Lower Kuskokwim School District staff members and student council, and the city's amazing election volunteers to increase voting opportunities during October 2019. Whereas Lori Strickler represents the City of Bethel in an exceptional manner, providing timely and professional responses to city council, employees, and members of the public. Whereas we as a community are proud to have Lori as our city clerk because we know that she will always be working to improve municipal government to make it more accessible, efficient, and responsible for us. On behalf of Mayor Perry Barr and the City of Bethel, we recognize Lori Strickler, our city clerk, for her professionalism, her efforts to improve government operations, and her unwavering dedication to this city and community for which she works. Thank you, Lori. Gift for Lori, and on behalf of all of us, we want to thank you for all that you do for Bethel, for our community. You're very much valued and appreciated.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Should we get a picture down here?
Let's
get a picture.
I can't put it here. Can I take a moment really quickly to get out what I wasn't able to get out when I was talking to Greg? So I'm truly honored to have received this award. Having been a part of municipal government for 13 years, I've met and grown to know municipal officials from around the state and assure to all of you that there are so many that are deserving of this recognition. The most gratifying part of this experience is undoubtedly the support that I had received from citizens of Bethel. As a clerk, I work for the people of Bethel. And I've received so many calls, emails, text messages, and hugs from many of you. It's been incredibly rewarding to know that the people that I work for are happy with the work that the city clerk's office is doing. With that, it's really important to me that the public understand that the accomplishments of the city clerk's office are not my own. I want to provide a special thank you to Kevin Morgan, who is a diligent in ensuring accuracies and efficiencies remain consistent in the city clerk's office. He's an amazing support to our community. I want to also thank my love, and this is where I got emotional when Greg was interviewing me, but my love, Brian Lefferts, who understands how important my job is to me. His partnership and support has provided me the opportunity to be successful in a very demanding work environment. And also, as the proclamation mentioned, one of my goals this year was to expand our voting program. And that expansion would not have been accomplished without a lot of support. The city's amazing election officials who are dedicated year after year to providing exceptional service to all of you voters, but also to YKHC, IOTH Quick Apartments, ONC, University of Alaska 4-H Program, the High School Student Council, LKSD teachers and staff. Everyone came together to make this election so meaningful for all that participated, and the election expansion was truly a community effort that was successful only because of the partnership and support. So yes, I'm incredibly honored to have received this award, the proclamation from all of you. But I also hope that it's recognized that this is Bethel's strength, our ability to come together to support each other, not just for the individual, but for the families, for the other organizations. That's what Bethel does consistently. And for that, we should all be thankful that we are a part of this community, because Bethel truly is amazing for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Can I do a picture? Okay. We'll wait for Mayor Barr. All right. So moving on to agenda item number 9, unfinished business. Excuse me. So as 9.1 was previously moved to follow 10.12, we will move to item number 9.2, public hearing of budget ordinance 1911K, amending the City of Bethel fiscal year 2020 budget by acting City Manager Howell. Is there a motion to adopt budget ordinance 19-11K? Or do I? I will now open the public hearing of ordinance 1911K. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this ordinance? Seeing none, I will close this public hearing. Is there a motion to adopt item 9.2?
So moved.
Second.
Hearing a second, open to discussion on this item.
Probably ask the city manager to run it by us real quick.
Acting City Manager Howell, would you like to speak on this?
Sure. Thank you, Mrs. Vice Mayor. The budget mod you have before you is to place money. This is 1911K. To place money in a reserve account for our sewer and water system. I believe we split it between piped water and piped sewer. And this meets grant requirements that the USDA levies on the City of Bethel. We utilize funds that are within the sewer and water fund, I think, to meet these obligations. And I do support this ordinance moving forward to adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Sir, Councilmember Watson?
Yeah, this is for Acting City Manager Hall. I'm looking at the on page 3 of 369, page 69. It says the cash and combined fund, is that the general fund? 51-10-100.
Thank you, Vice Mayor and Councilmember Watson. This is not our unrestricted general fund. These are sewer and water funds as part of the Sewer and Water Enterprise Fund.
Thank you, sir.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Leary?
Nope.
Thanks. All right, hearing no further discussion, is there a motion to adopt?
Oh,
okay. So we'll do a roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Councilmember Watson?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. Thank you. Moving on to item 9.3, public hearing of ordinance 19-22, amending chapter 13.16.150 of the Bethel Municipal Code to establish a rate for six-yard dumpsters. I will now open the public hearing of ordinance 19-22. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this ordinance? Seeing none, I will close this public hearing. Is there a motion to adopt?
Yeah, I move to adopt ordinance 1922.
I second.
This is open for discussion.
Yeah, so this is, we don't have any six-yard dumpsters right now. Is that correct?
I do not know, Councilmember Stringer. Okay. Lori, our clerk is indicating that we do.
Okay, it just says it's the purchased six-yard dumpsters. We haven't established a rate for six-yard dumpsters. So that's all this is doing.
Vice Mayor Hansen, may I add to that?
Yes, please, Councilmember DeWitt.
At the last meeting where we introduced this, I think it was mentioned that some of these dumpsters have been purchased and we had not yet established a rate, so this just clarifies the rate for that particular size of dumpster.
Is there any further discussion on this agenda item? Hearing none, I move for a roll call vote, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Councilmember DeWitt?
Yes.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Watson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Thank you. So we are moving on to agenda item number 10, new business. Item 10.1, which is the introduction of ordinance 19-11. Oh, I'm sorry. This did pass on the consent agenda, so we'll be moving forward to the next item. Moving on to item 10.2, resolution 19-16, City of Bethel priorities for the fiscal year 2021, State of Alaska capital budget.
Madam Mayor, Madam Acting Mayor, I move to adopt resolution 19-16.
Okay.
I'll second that.
It's now open for discussion.
Was this an item that Fred did Councilmember Watson move this item off the consent agenda earlier? Yeah, I think we need to revisit this.
Okay.
Or visit it now.
Yes.
So this is, yeah, Madam Mayor, this is an annual item. This is what we are putting together to send down to the governor. Is that correct, Mr. Howell?
Thank you, Councilman Springer. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we got a little bit of a time constraint on this to get it down there as the governor develops his capital budget. This sets the tone for what we'll be asking our legislators for also. So I'll I guess so. Councilmember Watson, you anything you want to say about this?
Yeah.
Councilmember Watson, would you like to speak on this?
Yes, I do. I just have a question for Acting City Manager Howell. The construction of the C-loop, we've been waiting on this preliminary engine report for well over 2 years now. It was enacted well before you were placed in that position. The way I'm seeing it is the C-loop would alleviate A and B and make it all one loop? Or is it... I'm just trying to justify why we're doing a C-loop when we have a public works building that's basically not functional and dangerous and a hazard to anybody that goes in there. I just question the priority. I'm just trying to see what the C-loop is all about.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor and Councilmember Watson. So I heard kind of two questions there about, number one was the priorities between the C-loop project and the public works building. And then what we're doing here with C-loop. And A-loop and B-loop would remain intact as they currently are. C-loop moves kind of out across the tundra to the west of Agakeek Street. So it would be kind of in the Pinkies Park boardwalk area, heads out up towards the AVCP housing. And what we're seeing is that the demand that's been placed on the old 4-inch cast iron pipe system is somewhat limited. And that's why we have to kind of monitor our pressures. We have booster pumps and things of this nature. This would add a new loop into the system that would basically be a large trunk line out into the AVCP housing, AVCP housing development, the AVCP apartments into that area, along with a number of other improvements in the system to help with waste flow and also water flow, try to improve water quality. Along with that, it would have increases in fire suppression capabilities and things of this nature. And so let me just speak real quickly to the logic behind why it's kind of in position number one. And it just has to do with money. The city funding a project of that scope is probably a little more difficult to get $10 million rather than $7 million for the Public Works Department. The $7 million for the Public Works Department is what was illustrated or given to us as a complete fix of the Public Works Department, including the walls and the floor. Just the floor alone is $1.2 million to kind of stabilize the floor in the building. So we were just kind of putting our biggest dollar items on this proposal, and just hoping that the state would bite on one or more of them. That's kind of the logic that went into it. Thank you, Mayor Mr. Watson.
Just a follow-up question. In the preliminary report, was there an estimate as to what would it cost? Because my last estimate I heard from the last city manager to totally replace A and B loop to make it current and safe was in the realm of 20 to 25 million. You know, that's half of what we're asking now. Has any thought been put into that and then extending off of that all in one sweep?
Thank you, Mayor, Councilmember Watson. We've had a number of meetings about this matter, and the problem for us as a city has to do with USDA funding, and the fact, you know, the maybe the inconvenient fact, although public health is good, that the testing for the water in Nasha Heights, according to government standards, is acceptable, and so the USDA is. What I've been told about the grant process is they're much more willing to fund a new system than they are to rebuild an existing system that wouldn't add any capacity. And so the project, the C-Loop project, is our most shovel-ready project. It does include some improvements and repair to the existing A and B loop system to improve water quality. But it really has to do with grants and also what project is most shovel ready for us. The C-Loop project is a project that we have some engineering done on, some plans, some preliminary reports on, and so that one is the one that we're kind of closest to executing on. I see this project as a project that will be built upon and probably at some point move out further west into Thunder Ridge subdivision and maybe elsewhere. Thank you, Ms. Mayor.
Is there any further discussion?
But, yeah, I'd just like to ask for the benefit of those keeping a score at home, could you just run over the priorities on here and what the proposed projected costs or requests of the state would be?
So the three, thank you, Ms. Mayor, Councilmember Springer. The three projects that the city is proposing to the state legislature would be our constructing a C-loop, extending sewer system, and perform spot repairs in Bethel Heights of about $10.146 million. Our second priority is the Public Works building at $7 million. And then the third priority is dust control at $1.2
million. Madam Mayor, I got a question about Bethel Heights. This would be replacing some of the iron pipe, is that correct, what you said? And as a result, if that's what's going to happen, would this improve at least the aesthetic quality of water up there?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor, Councilmember Springer. It's been a few months since I read that preliminary engineering report, so I'm going off of a bit of a foggy recollection. So, forgive me if I speak unclearly. The areas that would have the C loop would definitely be in the new poly pipes. So some of the services that are currently off of our very long B loop would receive a more aesthetically pleasing water quality, presumably. I mean and there would be areas within Asha Heights that would see some improvement as well. Largely and for the most part, the pipe that's in the system, the cast iron pipe in the A-loop system, would remain. That said, I've seen engineering documents that have taken pictures of the lining of these pipes, and the original galvanizing, unbelievably, is still in those pipes. It's a precipitation of those iron particles that comes out of the water and embeds in the pipes. Some of the joints are rusty, but the by and large, the interior of those pipes still has an intact coating of galvanizing. So this adds to the difficulty in getting grants to replace that. When it does not appear that it is the physical pipes that's causing the problems as much as, say, the level of iron that's in the water there. Thank you.
Just a follow-up, Ms. Vice
Councilmember Mayor. Watson.
I just want to point out the last whereas on page 77 of 196, and this is my concern with that failing building. The engineers estimate that the full cost of repairs could be as high as $7 million, the amount the city feels is needed to effect the repairs needed to keep all building occupants safe and allow for continuing operations. We're talking about, you know, life and property safety there. It's almost as much as the $10 million. So that is my concern is, if they estimate it's going to cost $7 million to fix a failing building, I don't see why that wouldn't be one of our top priorities. That's just a question that I have. And, I mean, that's right from the engineer's report.
Ms. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Howell.
As far as the priorities are concerned here, I think it is council prerogative here, and I find no fault in Councilmember Watson's logic. So if there's a change that's requested, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Varen Hansen. I make a motion to change the priorities, switching one with two. So priority one would be the public works repairs for $7 million. And that would move the priority number one, the C loop, to priority number two. That is my motion.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Is there further discussion? Is there any further discussion on this?
Yeah, just on the dust control costs, clearly we're seeing some extended season. It was dustier than heck a couple of weeks ago, if memory serves, maybe 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
We've got a motion to amend on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So there's a motion to amend the priorities from switching priority number one to priority number two. Priority number one being constructing the C-loop and performing spot repairs in Bethel Heights, with number two, which is public works building repairs. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. This passes, the amendment passes.
So, Madam Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Spring.
On the issue of dust control, so we could have used some dust control about 3 weeks ago or so when it was kind of cold, but it was really dry, and the road surfaces started giving way. A couple of things on this. It says that there's a whereas that says... the city has the heavy equipment, trained personnel, and operating costs in its budget to apply gravel, calcium chloride, and hydroseed to the city's roads. That's kind of a forward-looking statement because the budget that this would be utilized under hasn't been approved yet, I don't think. I mean, we're talking summer 2020, but... That's okay. Will this be enough money if we figure there's probably another month of dust season ahead of us each year now, just with based on changes in the climate regime that we live in? Will this purchase enough material to keep putting gravel down where it's needed, say up into November? Or, is this planned out for a general summer season?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. Councilmember Springer, I know that our kind of ideal budget for gravel is $500,000. So, yes, I believe that this would be very helpful. This is also buying, calcium hypochlorite and things of that nature, hydroseeding materials. So, yes, I feel like this will augment our ability to help control dust and kind of improve the road surface. It's nice that in one fell swoop, you're both filling potholes and kind of controlling dust. So it's a double benefit for our community. I believe that this budgetary amount or this figure was used based on a figure that the state had funded in the past as well. So we felt comfortable using that figure and that budget to entice the state, hopefully, to fund this project or hopefully some of these other ones. Did that answer your question, Councilmember Springer?
Well, sort of. Now I'm just thinking about the calendar. If the legislature was to appropriate this and the governor was to not veto it, the funding would be available on July 1st to the city. So we would have to, we'd probably know if it had passed. We wouldn't know if it was going to not be vetoed until probably late in June, based on recent history. But there would have to be some spending authority in the budget for fiscal year 2021. So would we be able to get gravel here by what? Generally, it's like last barge we get gravel. So what's our gravel stock like right now?
Well, I'll answer your last question first. Our gravel stock is extremely depleted, and it's because of these kind of longer fall winter kind of transitions we're having with all the rain. And so I wouldn't be surprised if you see a budget request coming forward for more gravel here shortly, because we didn't get the $500,000 of gravel we asked for in our FY20 budget. I think we got $350,000 worth. So we're currently really low on gravel. That said, Connect does stock some gravel. And so there will be opportunity, just depending on how much Connect has brought in, to purchase or other vendors in Bethel. There are other vendors in Bethel that sell gravel from time to time. But we should be able to acquire gravel, at least in smaller quantities, right at the outset of the funds being available. The nice thing about the legislative appropriations, in my experience, is that there's really not as much of a time constraint on it as, say, a federal FEMA grant or something like that. So it's not unusual for some of these projects to run 18 to 24 months or also. So it might be something we use in following years, too. So thank you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Is there any further discussion on this motion or on this resolution? Excuse me. No, hearing none. I would entertain a motion to adopt resolution 19-16.
So it's just a vote on the motion.
Oh, okay. All right. So a vote now on the motion. To adopt resolution 19-16 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. And the motion passes. Thank you. Item 10-3, I'd just like to mention that this passed on the consent agenda. This is the appointment of committee, commission/board members, Leif Albertson to the Board of Ethics, as well as Delina Fox to the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. Moving on to item 10.4, Action Memorandum 19-76. Allow action memorandums that authorize the city manager to negotiate and execute purchase agreements and contracts to be placed on the list of approved consent agenda items for Bethel City Council meetings. Would someone like to make a motion to approve?
I move to approve Action Memorandum 19-76.
Is there a second?
I second.
I would open the floor to the maker.
Yeah, question, I guess, for the clerk, does this conflict with ordinance at all?
No, this does not conflict with any of our code regulations.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And to the seconded, to the maker of the second, Councilmember DeWitt?
I have no discussion, but it might be appropriate time to hear from city administration about how this change will affect business.
Would you like to hear from acting city manager, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, Councilwoman DeWitt.
I guess what it is it's about expediting the meeting. Now, this was introduced by Mayor Barr, correct? Isn't this? Yeah. So that, in my discussions with him, that's what he's hoping for. So the council would still have to review the contract that was, I'm sorry. The materials, excuse me, so the materials would still be in the council packets for the council members to review. These could still be removed from the consent agenda and discussed in the full meeting. It just allows you the opportunity to leave them on the consent agenda if there's nothing in dispute or nobody has any questions. And so I think it's just simply a streamlining council business and just allowing things to move quicker in our meetings, and that's all. So you don't even have to read it, and, you know, thank you.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on this? Councilmember Leary, we're not trying to leave you out or anything.
No, thank you. Thank you for checking. I'm good.
All right. Hearing no other discussion, we move to vote. All those in favor of approving Action Memorandum 19-76, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. The motion passes. Thank you.
And Mayor, move for a 10-minute break.
A 10-minute break.
Did we vote on that?
Be good.
All those in favor of a 10-minute recess, please say aye.
Is there a second?
Aye.
I'm sorry. Is there a second?
I can second that.
All right, thank you. All those in favor of the recess for 10 minutes, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Hearing none, we'll move into a recess for 10 minutes. Thanks.
All right, Councilmember Leary, I'm going to put the audio on mute. I'll give you a heads up before we enter back into the meeting, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.